From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The interest rate-setting arm of the Federal Reserve has wrapped up its two-day meeting in Washington, taking no action on a key overnight bank lending rate it controls. In its end-of-meeting statement, the members of the Fed's Open Market Committee also signaled the economy appears to be showing signs of leveling off, though policymakers said economic activity is likely to remain weak for some time. Richard Yamrone is an economist at Argus Research. He says while there is some reason for optimism, the wild card remains companies becoming confident enough to begin hiring again.
We've had a considerable improvement in economic conditions, even from housing to somewhat in the automotive sector. But that one thorn in this handful of roses that we've had in the way of economic indicators over the last couple of weeks, the one thorn remains unemployment.
Fed has been keeping short-term interest rates at between 0.25% and indicated following today's meeting it is prepared to continue doing that for what it termed an extended period of time. On Wall Street, investors seem to applaud the Fed's actions. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 120 points today. The Nasdaq was up 28 points. A Minnesota man accused of traveling to Somalia to join a terrorist group there pleaded guilty to lying to an FBI agent in a Minneapolis court. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Kamel Saeed Hassan is a small part of a broader federal investigation into the disappearance of more than two dozen young Somali Americans from the Twin Cities over the past 2 years. Hassan traveled to Somalia to fight for a militia there called Al-Shabaab. When Hassan returned to the U.S., he apparently lied to the FBI about where he'd been. He's now in U.S. custody. This is the third indictment in the case the FBI has called the largest terrorism investigation in this country since 9/11. U.S. intelligence is concerned that al-Shabaab recruits could decide to return and attack here. Al-Shabaab is on the State Department's list of terrorist organizations. Its leadership has ties to al-Qaeda, although intelligence officials are divided over how much sway al-Qaeda has over the group. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Federal government's pool of red ink rose in July as federal outlays to fight a widening recession continued to increase. Government says the July budget deficit of $180.6 billion, a record for the month, brings the fiscal year-to-date budget shortfall just over $1.2 trillion. That is more than triple the deficit for the same period a year ago. In a separate report, the government also announced a rise in the monthly trade gap to $27 billion. Once again, recapping Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 120 points to close at 9,361. NASDAQ was up 28 points, ending the session at 1,998. The Standard & Poor's 500 also gained ground today in light of the Federal Reserve's moves. The S&P 500 was up 11 points, ending the session at 1,005. You are listening to NPR News. There are continued reports of heavy fighting between U.S. Marines and members of the Taliban in southern Afghanistan as a force there seeks to gain control of a strategic Taliban-held town ahead of critical elections next week. Officials say 500 U.S. and Afghan troops exchanged heavy fire with insurgents, killing at least seven people in an offensive they say is aimed at cutting off Taliban supply lines. It's the first time NATO troops have entered the area, which has been under Taliban control for several years. Congressman David Scott of Georgia says racism has taken over the debate surrounding the overhaul of health care. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Susanna Capelluto reports.
David Scott is a Democrat who had to confront people angry over possible changes in health care at a town hall meeting. He is also African American, and his office has received faxes with racial slurs, which he's turned over to the FBI. And this week, a swastika was spray-painted over his name at his suburban Atlanta district office. Scott blames conservative talk radio for injecting race into the health care debate.
Now, when you look at Rush Limbaugh saying, hey, we want Obama to fail, what do you think that means for them? And they're using the American people, and they're pricking their conscience with this racism. That is so much there with us, and they know how to do it.
Scott says in his 7 years in Congress, he's never gotten this high a level of racial threats. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capelluto in Atlanta.
The bodies of the five Italian tourists killed in this past weekend's collision between a small private plane and a sightseeing helicopter being flown back to Italy. The crash, which occurred Saturday over the Hudson River, left a total of nine people dead. The final two victims' bodies were pulled from the waters yesterday. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.